From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now, another Obamacare deadline today with documents due for hundreds of thousands of Americans who want subsidies for their health care. We'll discuss coming up.
But first, in Hong Kong, those pro-democracy protests known as the Umbrella Revolution are in their fifth day. Without the police-fired tear gas and pepper spray, the protesters were using umbrellas to shield themselves from. Today, Hong Kong's Beijing-appointed chief executive said that China would not back down from its recent decision to pre-approve candidates running for elections in 2017. So what will protesters do? Joanna Chu is Hong Kong correspondent for the Deutsche Presse Agentur. She also writes for The Economist and joins us from a building that's overlooking the protests. So Joanna, first of all, what's it like there? It's certainly, as we said, not the tear gassing that was going on Sunday.
It's not. There's since Sunday where police admitted they fired 87 rounds of tear gas at protesters. I've seen a gradual lessening of tensions in all the protest sites in Hong Kong. So people are becoming more relaxed. At some points, they have almost a carnival-like atmosphere. Yesterday night, people played music. A group of expats started a barbecue and people were dancing on the streets. So the mood, at least now, is quite relaxed, and police have stood down and they are not in riot gear, and there's no signs that they will suppress the protests at this point.
Well, but what direction might the protests go in now that the chief executive, Lung Chun-ying, has said that Beijing is not going to stand down on its requests for the election in 2017, that he is not going to resign? What's been the reaction to that?
So I asked the top student leader, Alex Chow, what his response was to Lung Chun-ying saying that this morning. And he said that it was nonsensical that the Hong Kong government is not representing Beijing views. And in fact, the Hong Kong government has no power at all, and they're just waiting for China to make some sort of move.
Well, but the Hong Kong government does represent Beijing's views, of course, because they're appointed by Beijing. Let's just back up a bit to remind people who might just be tuning in because of these protests to Hong Kong. Remind them Hong Kong was a British colony, but that was actually a 99-year lease from China. Britain had to hand Hong Kong back to China in 1997. But it was with the stipulation that Hong Kong's, you know, capitalist system and democratic way of life would be unchanged for at least 50 years. And then mainland China imposed some of these voting restrictions on these first direct elections for Hong Kong in 2017. What are the restrictions?
Correct. On August 31st, the top legislative body in China, they released a decision on how Hong Kong's next elections for their leader will go in 2017. And in that decision, a pro-Beijing panel will screen all candidates for the election. And as far as universal suffrage goes, people can only pick among those candidates that have already been pre-approved. So people in Hong Kong feel now that they're being offered a sort of fake democracy instead. There's a lot of anger.
Yeah. Well, and now that they're hearing that Beijing is not going to respond to their demands, which I don't think anyone thought that Beijing would, we're hearing from protesters like a student union president, Tommy Chung, who says that they might expand this protest from the streets to occupying buildings. What's your sense of what might happen next?
They told us that they may escalate in a few different ways. The first is that they might increase the areas that protesters are currently blocking, or they might launch labor strikes. They even may occupy some government buildings.
Well, and how about the mood among the protesters? We understand there are two wings. The student movement, which started protesting a few days ago, some of their leaders were arrested in those tear gas events. And then the Occupy Central movement, they're seen as more moderate. So is there tension between these two groups, which have now been joined by families and people coming into the streets to support them? But these two groups of students, do they agree on the way forward?
We do see some tensions or at least some differences in approaches between these two groups. Occupy Central, as you said, are seen as more moderate. Their top leader is a law professor at the University of Hong Kong. But the students are more radical, and they're the ones who first asked for Chief Executive Lung Chun-ying to step down and resign as one of their conditions. And the students, there have been some disappointment with Occupy Central leaders for seeming to back down. For example, on Sunday when protesters were being tear gassed, Occupy Central tried to put out a message for protesters to withdraw, to back down, because they didn't want to see violence. But the students did not agree with that. They wanted to push ahead, and that's what ended up happening.
Well, what do you think is going to happen here? As we said, Hong Kong was supposed to be more autonomous, have sovereignty. We're seeing that eroded in these upcoming elections. And yet one can't imagine that Beijing is going to respond to protesters. What do you think is going to happen?
So it's reaching a point where it could get more and more out of hand, because students, they've escalated their demands. At first, they only wanted to speak with the Hong Kong government. But when that wasn't met, they started asking for the Hong Kong government officials to step down. So I think the government, if they want to try to defuse the situation, may have to put out some sort of response to the protesters soon that they find acceptable.
And Joanna, how about the police? Are they seen as being Hong Kongers who will identify with their people? Or are they seen as being, you know, Beijing appointees, as the government is, that would align with Beijing?
Oh, definitely. I see the protesters confront police every day, telling them, why are you doing this to us? Why did you throw tear gas at us? Could you have done this to your own children? They think that the police don't work for Hong Kong people, that they work for, quote unquote, the Munsters in Beijing.
Well, we'll see how this plays out. Joanna Chu is Hong Kong correspondent for Deutsche Press Agentur. She also writes for The Economist. She's there in the middle of the protests against the Beijing-Hong Kong government. Joanne, thank you so much.
Thank you.